Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I think at this point, beat reporters should just start telling us who actually will be playing for the Cavs on any given night. Like, even G Leaguers are out. Chris Livingston is out. Evan Mobley out. We knew that one. Larry Nance, another calf. Luke Travers, Max Strus.
Another calf? He's added calves?
Well, no, I was going to say another calf injury.
Yeah, I know.
I do like when people are like, what's going on with all these calf injuries? I'm like, it almost is like they're playing a high-impact sport where there's a lot of jumping real high in the air.
It's almost like maybe Steve Kerr is right, but it's not going to happen because of money. You watching tonight?
No. Not doing it. I'm going to watch Monday Night Football.
You're gonna, on protest or what?
Yeah, no, I'm just...
Earned your attention?
No, I'm not going to sully my Christmas spirit with Cavs basketball right now.
Are you going to sully your Christmas spirit on Christmas Day when Donovan Mitchell takes on Stitch?
I don't know that I can.
That's how they're phrasing this with Jalen Brunson. They're putting him in the Mickey Mouse ears, and then Brunson is with the Stitch ears, and it's really awkward programming by Disney.
No,
you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? I can tell you don't know what I'm talking about.
Not the Disney kids, that version.
No, but it's not. I don't think they're actually doing that version of it. But in all the promos of it, it's got Donovan Mitchell in these Mickey Mouse ears, and then Jalen Brunson is wearing Stitch ears for some reason, and it's really incredibly awkward.
Well, no, I'm definitely out on it. But no, I mean the Cavs. Cavs have finally got me to a point where I'm just so annoyed. I'll tune in periodically. I'm not going to be watching every second like I have pretty much all year.
I thought Friday night when the boos started raining down, there was a lot of intrigue attached to that game for myself because it was the fan base was turning in such a way that I can't look away when that happens.
Chris Fedor saying Dan Gilbert not happy with where the Cavs are. If you're Kobe, you're just clenching right now. You are just clenching.
Or how about if you're JB Bickerstaff? What's your reaction? Smiles as wide as you can possibly get.
By the way, I don't care about. I know Cavs fans do. I don't care about JB Bickerstaff. I don't. Oh, it's the one seed in Detroit. No one said he couldn't coach. I just don't think he was the right coach for this team anymore.
And I think ultimately that will be proven right. But if you're JB, you have to be smiling a little bit.
Yeah, but that's. I'm not going to take a shot.
He's petty enough. He's petty enough. And I don't, but I would think the same. I would probably think the same way, but he's definitely petty enough.
I really liked Nathan Zagura's analysis of what happened with Myles Garrett yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it was apparent the Bills would let the Browns win before the Bills would let Myles Garrett break the sack record.
So Josh Allen in the post game made this whole commentary about basically his number one goal this week. It sounded like it was even beyond winning the game was to make sure that Myles Garrett, that he wasn't in the record books and on every videotape when you show the sack record being broken. He was very aware in an interesting way that he didn't want that to be him. And he smiled about it after the game as if, like, goal accomplished. More so than anything, we got that done. I would imagine Aaron Rodgers is going to have the same line of thinking. But I do think it highlights how incredibly tough this is. And if it's Aaron Rodgers and then it's Joe Burrow in Week 18, none of these quarterbacks want to be in the record books this way.
Yeah, what's weird is I understand it when it's like the home run record in baseball because you're serving up a meatball. You taking a sack in the NFL
is
like 25%. You're responsible for about 25% of that.
Mark McGwire hit 62 against Steve Strachel. And the only reason why anyone remembers his name, number 46, is because of that. Like for some of these guys, that's a something, you know?
Well, okay, I also remember Steve Traxel saying for like a week before, like, he's not getting it off me, and they got it off him.
I don't remember that, but I'm sure it happened. But yeah. Like the whole point is that... if you're Josh Allen, if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you're Joe Burrow, you're not just a journeyman starting pitcher in baseball. You're not just this nothing burger. We talked about Tyler Huntley being the guy that ended up getting 22 and a half for when TJ Watt ended up tying the record. Like those type of guys, sure. These are all timers. These are legendary quarterbacks. They don't want this to be they would rather ruin a play than be the quarterback that goes down.
I think it's LDE. I think it is.
Think it's what?
You know exactly what I mean. It's
what
LDE.
Was that?
We'll tell you off air.
Oh, LDE.
Yeah. It's right up there with
Coin Lito. I thought
it was a light
fixture for a second.
Coin Lito.
I do love the chat. Anytime Coin Lito says something bad, just drop a bunch of corns.
Yeah.
Corn emojis everywhere.
A couple people did it in the break.
Did they? That's great.
But no, I think it's chicken bleep. I think if you're thinking that much about getting the historical sack, guys, Brett Favre is the last guy to have quote unquote broke the record. This isn't the same thing as pitching.
No, but I think we saw that. I think we saw that play replayed so many times. This is where I think it lives in these players' brains now.
But it's not in the only way that
they obviously care about it.
Yeah, but no, they shouldn't. Though.
Josh Allen. That's the only thing that I heard of note him talking about in the postgame.
The only reason why it's still a thing with Favre is because Favre laid down. Favre basically gave him the sack record. I don't think Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or any of these other guys would do that.
I know.
I
get
what's
it.
Crazy.
I get it. But when Myles Garrett goes to Canton, the final clip, the premier clip that they play will be him breaking the sack record. Or if it's not the first clip, it's the last clip. It's one of the preeminent clips in that stretch on ESPN and all the big networks. And Josh Allen, I'm telling you, it stood out to me. It was like he was very... You could tell, and Nathan spoke to this and how they attacked that game plan in getting after Miles. Now I think Nathan's right. Here's what has to happen, though. He became a little bit too predictable in being on the one side of the ball. Mm-hmm. I think he's just got to go back to what Miles always does, which is just lining up all over the place so you can't predict where he's at in any given moment, and then ultimately he's just going to get it that way.
I think you're right. I cannot imagine being 6'5", 250 pounds, one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL, married to Haley Steinfeld, with a child on the way, future financially set on every level. You'll never have to work again if you don't want to after this next contract here with Buffalo. And you're like, oh, I don't want to be in that Myles Garrett sack video. I'm about to go Shelby Harris. I'm about to call him a hoe.
I get you and Josh Allen don't think the same. I get it, but clearly it mattered to Josh Allen. And I would bet it matters to Aaron Rodgers, who's always cared about how he's perceived.
Yeah.
While acting like he doesn't.
Yeah, you're a Hall of Fame quarterback. Don't be a... I'm not going to say it, but you know exactly what I'm thinking.
I thought you already said it. You already
went to
Shelby Harris.
I'm not
what
saying...
What more could you possibly say in
I'm
this moment?
I'm not saying the H word. I'm just saying you're acting like an H. That's all. Ho. That was the one.
I was thinking Ryder, honest friend.
Daryl Ryder in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.